for Betsy and Clark.
All right, everybody. Yeah.
Hondo.
Hondo, yeah. Yeah, it's nice to be up here on the Hippie Hill, y'all. Let's have a good Saturday night, all right? Source that's dear to our hearts in Missouri. A fellow wrote this song. His name was Gene Clark, and we had the great fortune of playing what would have been only his 70th birthday celebration. He left the world too soon, but he wrote a whole lot of songs, and he was in this little band for a while called The Birds. Yeah, heard them? You probably heard about them. Yeah, a native Missouri boy. And he also hung out a lot with Rodney Dillard. They were good friends, and that's a nice tie-in, you know, for the Hartford lover and all of y'all here. And so it kind of makes me think about some of those albums from that same era that Hartford did with them. This is a tune that Gene Clark wrote, and it's called Train Leaves Here This Morning.
Yeah.
Thank you. right place at exactly the wrong time. I look right at the facts there, but I may as well have been completely blind. So if you see me walking on the contract, baby said it would all be so lifelong. I looked around then for a reason when there wasn't something for to blame it on. But if time makes a difference when we're gone, tell me now and I won't be hanging on. There's a train leaves here this morning, I don't know. And you can talk to him more about that. I'm sure you're all like really itching to know what that's all about. But it's exciting because it gets me on these next couple numbers. If for those of you playing along out there, I don't know if anybody brought their mouth bow, but just, you know, if you're wondering what that is, you can get a preview of that on the EP, as it so happens. It's an old ancient instrument, and one of my favorite players of the mouth bow is Jimmy Driftwood. The Arkansan, the folk musician, the scholar, the historian, and all around good guy. But you know, I do digress, and that's just bound to happen. So bring it back to something that actually has anything to do with what we're about to do. We have a couple classics for you here. First, we got a little bit of Doc Boggs as an introduction to a Lead Belly song. So it's as if they met, maybe. I wonder if they ever, mm-hmm. They probably didn't.
Yep.
I don't know if they met. They might have at one of those festivals. I don't know. They might. First is a Schottish Time, this old dance, and then, well, we got a Lead Belly classic. If you know it and want to sing along, you should, because why hold back? Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. what you come here for. In them old cotton fields at home, when them cotton balls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton. In them old cotton fields at home, it was down in Louisiana, just a mile from Texarkana. In them old cotton fields at home, classic, I believe. You know that old classic tuning? See how I did that? That was funny. It's a reference like kind of thing, like we do it because we care and all that kind of stuff, and it's really, you know, that's a classic, you know, it is. That's one of the first ones I learned, I think. I think that's one of the first fiddle tunes I ever learned was tuning. That first teacher of mine, that's right. That sounds beautiful. Freight train runs so fast. Freight train runs so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on. They won't know. Thank you guys so much. That's Freight Train there. It's really meaningful to be here this year. As Hondo mentioned, I was away last year. It was unavoidable. It was all in the books and plans to be here, and sometimes life things happen, and it really means a lot. It's quite meaningful, in fact, to be here this year and to share more music with you and revisit some other music, but it's all with a different multiple dimensions here presented by Clark Wyatt and his multiple banjo dimensions and style. And it's just, yeah, it's really, it's been so exciting and invigorating and creative and fulfilling and challenging to do this work that is the play, that is the music. And I feel really blessed about that. And we both, before we even started playing notes together, we were talking about John Hartford and how much his music meant and means to us and will always mean. And his inspiration is deep and profound in each of us, as it obviously is with all of us here. You know, that is why we're here, you know. Yeah. The first album I got from John Hartford was Aeroplane. And, you know, everything was great until Boogie came on. I was scared to death. It was cool that I saw him at Merle Fest one year. I basically just kind of followed him around at Merle Fest in 1998. And he did that on stage. And then it turned into a sing-along. And it was like, well, I guess that's okay then. It's not quite so scary. But the thing that really, really got me invested, and then, you know, I came back to a lot of the songs. But John Hartford's fiddle playing is just such a deep influence to me. I feel like we're on a spaceship about to take off. I don't know. There's a kind of a low feedback. Are we going to Hondo now?
Hondo.
If you haven't seen The History of Future Folk, let me make a reference to that off the cuff. So, you know, Hartford did so much with his fiddle playing, and some of the subtleties are the things that really get me so much, and it's inspired us on playing this tune together. The quail is a pretty bird.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you.
quail is a pretty bird. Thank you so much.
All right. No, no. Yes.
Yes, I guess we are. Yes, we're doing that with that. Yeah, thank you so much. So, yeah, John Hartford played that, and it's an old tune that actually has some roots in West Virginia. It's linked to an old archaic version of the Sandy Boys. So if you think you heard something in that with that, you might have. And it's one of the ones that we featured on our EP, which is called Bird Notes. Partly because of that tune. There's a whole lot of animals actually featured on the EP. I was going to suggest to Clark we call it something like mostly things about animals, but it didn't have quite that ring. Time for some calico tuning, I tell you what. Oh, as it happens, there's another tune about an animal right now. Isn't that so much like that? This is another one that Clark wrote here, and it's also on the EP. We're hosting like a little nature preserve at our home, back home. There's a bunch of rabbits and there's squirrels, and we watched some robins hatch this spring, and there's chipmunkies running around. And then one day I saw a possum. I didn't want to really be that close to it. I'd rather it was just walking on by, and that's what happened when Clark named this tune.
The possum is a misunderstood creature.
It probably is. We'll play about it now, I guess. You know, anyway, that'd probably be the thing to do. He loved this tune, and he learned it from the Goforth brothers, and he was really, if you know a lot about his fiddle stuff, Gene Goforth, he's good friends with him, and he references them when he does this tune, White River. I loved his tributes in tune. It's also the very first tune that Clark and I learned to play together, and it's one I've loved for a long time, and the Ozarks White River is the one that's referenced here.
Thank you.
by River. Thank you. I'm going to read two. Thank you guys so much.
Let's do the crickets. All right.
So we like the classics, you know, like Stairway to Heaven, Free Bird, you know, God, there's so many, you know, I can't even take time to list them all.
Cripple Creek.
Exactly. Like Cripple Creek. And like old Joe Clark. But, you know, sometimes they turn out a little bit crooked because of the places that they come from. And there's at least two forks of Cripple Creek. There's probably a whole lot more, but we have a couple of those to share with you. And then, well, thing with the tune that the song is going to follow it, it's a real deep story and not the one you usually get from the common rendition of a really, really popular song. So we call this little set the Crooked Classics. Yeah. By the way, on that, that's an on-deck call for my fiddle luthier who's standing at the ready as he always does. Not that I'm going to break my fiddle, people. Don't worry. Something else a reason. All right, here we go.
Yeah. Oh.
guys so much. That's old Joe Clark, the dark side. We'd like to invite our really, really dear friend, J.J. Hansen, a beautiful music violin shop out of Lawrence, Kansas, up to the stage. Let's welcome him, please. J.J. Hansen played bass on my last solo album, High Moon Order, so some of you have that, I think. And two of the big band cuts on there, string band cuts, feature the bass style of J.J. that I love so much. And he's my trusted luthier and dear friend, too, so we're happy to share this time with you. And yeah, that was another way that our friendship bonded. Certainly was talking about John Hartford. We have a tune here for you that I wrote that's one of those ones on the album. And it's called Long Time to Get There, which, you know, is a good reminder to me sometimes. I think I need to be there, or I need to hurry up, or I need to do this, or I'm like, oh, I'm not getting that done. But I got to remember to enjoy the journey. And that's what we're all doing here, I think, too, is enjoying that journey. So welcome along to On the Journey, J.J.
Right.
Yeah. As I mentioned before with the EP, with Bird Notes, we've got it right here, right after the set. Come up and say hi on your way over to somewhere else if you can, if you have a moment, and we'd love to see you for that. And we'd just love to see you all here. And thank you so much for listening. Thanks a lot to the John Hartford Memorial Festival. And congratulations on such a banner year. This is just amazing. Scott, we appreciate you on sound. And here we go with Long Time to Get There. And I appreciate that, Nolan. That's good. Yeah. All right. Here we go, Long Time.
Betsy?
I suppose we better do that. So I was thinking about how on this set we sang a couple of them yesterday. We like to play a lot of the fiddle tunes that John Hartford played and celebrate those. And this song is one that Clark really loves. This song, I love it too, and JJ loves it too, and I bet you do too. So how about that? That kind of works out. You got a feeling about that. So a couple more in this set. Thank you guys again so much. And this is the thing I was gonna say about it. I don't know if it really matters, because it just, the thing is that I think about John Hartford almost every single day. Like, to me, making tribute and memorial is every time I play. And so I remember some other times with regards to memories with Hartford. There's a fiddle tune of his that, well, not his, but another one that he loved to play called Knocking at Your Door. And I remember it has all these particular little twists and challenges in it, and I really wanted to learn it exactly how he played it. And I worked so hard on that, and there's just still always these couple little places where I'm like, yeah, he's grinning at me while I'm trying to do it. In fact, that happened one time at the Station Inn in Nashville. I was getting finished with soundcheck with the Wilders, and I was like, I'm going to work on Knocking at Your Door. It's a couple hours before showtime, and I'm like, there I am working through those notes and trying to get to him and just like, just hold on to it, you know, and I was doing pretty good. And I turned around and I saw a photo of him on the wall, and then I really felt like I was doing pretty good. So those little moments happen like that. I love that. So
try to get an all right out of everybody.
All right. Here we go. He's just an old...
Where do you want to play that?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Well, he likes black coffee Fridays and a well-done T-bone steak. He likes a black dress and pearly white teeth and a flash of a pretty brown leg. He said, back in the 30s, you know, you never had it made. He's an engineer over on the Ohio River working in the Pittsburgh trade. With the inspection office in Louisville, had a desk for a very short time. And he played in a band on two different boats, working for the Strikers Line. And long ago, he smoked reefer, and he even made homebrew. And the reefer came in from New Orleans, back before World War II. He's just a fella working on the river, all his life got paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. Let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now. Well, he sits and he smokes an old cigar, says he doesn't miss it at all. But he still goes out and makes a few trips in the summer and in the fall. Well, the railroad trains, the bus and the planes are picking up all the slack. He's been watching those river towns slowly turn their back. He's just a fella working on the river all his life by paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, but that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. Let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now. Well, he comes from a real time way of life.
Something happens.
And he might even voted for Nixon once, but I'm sure he sees that now. Well, Friday night he makes the best damn gumbo you'd ever want to eat. Saturday morning before everyone's up, he's going off down to the fleet. He's just a fella working on the river all his life by paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, but that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. Let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now. Yeah. Well, you're as pretty as he's ugly, and he's the happiest man alive. You've got him into believing that old men are back in style. Now you see these oysters been built, and that's baked potato skin. I eat him so I can grow up to be old man just like him. Well, he's just a fella working on the river all his life by paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. Let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now. Hey, don't the banjo, everybody. My goodness. That's wonderful. That's perfect. I was hoping we had time for one. Thank you, Scott, again, and thank you, Hondo. Y'all are sweet. We appreciate y'all so much. JJ Hansen, I love playing music with you. Clark White, you know I love playing music with you. And I love playing music with all of you, too. So happy festival, everybody. Happy festival. We thought it'd be appropriate to play something that, you know, we are, of course, we're celebrating John, but, you know, we got to celebrate Bill a little bit, too, maybe, you know, and, you know, this Bill Monroe Memorial, we all know where we are. Where are we at? And this is, we got a little special finale for y'all that Clark has worked up this good medley here, and it's sort of like the Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys versus the Stanley Brothers. I think they got along pretty well, but I think they do get along really good in music. So here, check this stuff out. See what you think. Starting with Old Dangerfield.